Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shkalim Ches, Shkalim 8a, pagination page 15, towards the bottom, a new Mishnah. About 15 lines from the bottom. B'sholosh Kupos, when they took the Trumas HaLishka, when they took the tithe from the collected Machatzes HaShekel that everybody contributed, they would do so into three baskets, shel shalosh shalosh se'in. Each one held the amount of three sa', tarminas halishka, and that's the way they would tithe all the coins that were there. And everybody would have a share, would have been considered a contributor to the collective partnership, of which one basket, two basket, three baskets, we'll see. How many baskets of coins were actually taken out. V'kosuv aleihen, and it was written on them, Aleph Beis Gimel, Rabbi Yishmael Omar, Yevonis kosuv aleihem Alpha Beta Gamma. So they were marked either in Hebrew, Aleph Beis Gimel, or in Greek, Aleph Beis Gimel, because that's the way that they counted, and that was the local vernacular. Ein HaTorim Nichnas, the key part of this Mishnah that we want to focus on, is that the person who came in would not be allowed to walk in with anything that could theoretically be a way for him to pilfer from the funds. It was like walking into a safe. There's so much money. And a person could take a coin and slide it, lo bepargod chafos, not into the hem of a garment, v'lo beminol, he wouldn't walk in with shoes, v'lo besandal, not with sandals, v'lo betfilin, not with tefillin, which is an interesting problem, that he would theoretically be able to sleight of hand manage to get something into one of the boxes, I guess, v'lo bekamia, and not in an amulet. Again, it was like a pocketbook. Person could put something into there. Shema ya'ani. Maybe he'll become poor. V'yomru, and people will say, me'avon alishka ha'ani. It must be that he pilfered, that he stole while he was in there, and the punishment for having stolen from the kodshim is that he got poor. Or shema ya'asher, or maybe he'll become rich. The Yomer, people will say, Mitrumas Halishka Hesher, must be he stole from that room when he was in there. And therefore they were very, very careful, to the point that the reputation out there is that if someone would say, maybe he took, people would say, it's impossible. It can't be that he took. Because they were so careful that no one should even go in with garments that would enable them to be accused of having taken. Because the same way that a person has to be careful to be clean in front of Hashem, a person has to make that effort to be clean even in front of humanity. You should be clean in front of Hashem and from the Jewish people. Even if you are correct, that's not enough. We don't want people thinking that you were wrong, accusing. But Omer, and the Pasuk also says, a person should find favor in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of humanity. This part of the Mishnah that says, maybe you'll become poor and they have an interpretation, and maybe you'll become rich and they have an interpretation. So it's reminiscent of the Medrash, Yalkut Shimoni, that describes how at a certain point the Jewish people became very accusatory regarding Moshe. If Moshe came early, slightly off schedule, if he was a little early, so people would mumble, maybe there's no Shalom Bayis. If Moshe would come late, oh, he's plotting things against us. And we find that the human mind has the ability to interpret things and make a case even if absolutely nothing happened and is totally in the person's mind. They've created a whole scenario which they start believing is true. So to the extent that we can, we have an obligation. It's possible that this is what we mean in the morning when we say, "La'olam ye'odam yirei shamayim," a person should fear Hashem, baseser uva galui, in hidden and in the revealed. If a person is a yirei shamayim in the hidden, we would expect him to be a yirei shamayim in the revealed too. But there are new levels of yirei shamayim that are required because people are watching you. And you have to make sure that it should come out clean. It's not enough that you meant well. It has to come out with a sterling reputation. Now, there is another concept also called maris ayin, giving the wrong impression. And in summation, just to keep it simple, there are two different angles that we're concerned about on a practical level. One is that if a person is perceived of having done something wrong, then people's relationship with the person is such that they think of him on a lower level. They'll ask him to do different mitzvahs. They'll ask him and invite him to do something that's beneath his dignity if they perceive him to be on that other level. So it's important for a person to have a good reputation for many reasons. Also, if a person of repute is perceived of having a lower standard, then it lowers the resolve of the people around him. Whereas when he has a good standard, it inspires the people around him. And therefore, we are excessively careful. In this particular case, there was excessive caution. It's not just about the Torah, the way the Mishnah presents it, but if we consider, we think about how much hinged on the integrity of this tithe, the entire Jewish people was trusting that the Beis HaMikdash was doing it right. And the Karbanos, as a collective mission of the Jewish people, hinged on people's trust. And therefore, Chazal organized this in a way that was excessively cautious to maintain a very strong reputation of integrity. You take a look on the next daf, Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, 9a, pagination 17. So, counting up from the bottom, you'll see a Mishnah about 12 lines up. And then count up from there, also about the same distance, maybe a drop more. In the middle of the line, Shema Ya'ani V'yomru, maybe he'll become poor and they'll say, Tana Rabbi Yishmael, Kovatz lo yitro mepnei achshad, a person with long or curly hair should not do this truma because we're worried that people will say that he managed to put coins in there. Maybe part of the factor is even if he gets one coin, but it's like a good omen coin, he's going to do business with that coin. You don't know what people are thinking. We don't want anybody to even think that someone took a coin improperly. Tani, we learned, Hagizbaro him a fasfisin bikilkin, they would weave their hands through the hair to make sure that it was smooth, matted, and there's no reason for any type of concern. Tani, we learned, Medabrim hayu imam ishashu nichnas achashu yotzei. They would talk with him from the entire time when he went in till the time he came out, because they wanted to make sure that he wasn't popping anything to his mouth. For yimali puv leimai, and the question is, why don't you fill his mouth with water, so that he'll have bulging cheeks, I guess, and it's impossible for him to get anything in without us knowing. Because he has to recite a bracha, similar to the bracha on Teruma. He has to make a bracha, and therefore they weren't able to fill his mouth with water as the method of control. Jumping back to today's daf on Amud Beis, Ches Amud Beis, just want to squeeze in something here, which I think people would consider fairly relevant. Chesamed Beis 8b, pagination 16, about 15 lines from the bottom. Ma'u lotzes b'yayin mevushal. However, the Gemara comes on to this, but the Gemara ends up discussing wine. Are you allowed to be yotzer with boiled, with cooked wine? Mitzvahs, kiddush, etc. Arba kosos on Pesach. Amar Rav Yonah, yotzer b'yayin mevushal. You could. Rav Yonah l'tamei, and Rav Yonah followed his condition. The Rav Yonah karved hashasi arba kosi depischa v'chazik resha ad chaga. When he would drink the four kosos, he would have a headache until Shavuos. And therefore, somehow, the boiled wine was a little bit less strong, and that was better for him, and he held that that is acceptable. Cooked wine is acceptable. The Gemara continues with a cute story. Chamite chada maturnisa. One time, a certain matron, a woman, saw ape nahirin, that his face was lit up. Amra saba saba, she said about him, old man, chodem yani telas mili ispach. One of these three things has to be true about you, that your face should be glowing like that. O deshasu chamra at, either you drank wine, o demalve beribis at, or you lend that interest, so with little effort, you're getting a great income. O demigadal chaziriat, or very profitable, raising pigs. Amalei tepech rucha dahu itza. You're totally wrong, he answered. Dechodemi leintlas milaya lesbi. I don't have any of those three things. I can't handle wine, so that's not true. Ribis is not true. It's forbidden. And raising pigs was forbidden. Elaul fani shachiachli. But it's my learning that causes my face to glow. Dehachiksiv chachmas adam ta'ir panov. The wisdom of a person lights up his face. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.